Good to have him. Always good to have him. President, CEO, Alzheimer's Foundation for a couple of minutes. And we say good morning to Chuck. Charles, how are you, sir? Welcome aboard. Good to have you.
Doing fine. Good morning. Adjusting to this remote life of work that I now have.
I know we all do without question, Charles. Charles, and you know, a lot of people, you know, still have to, you know, if you're a family member, a loved one, somebody suffering from Alzheimer's, you know, everybody kind of in the same boat here. What have you found out through your fine organization?
Well, what's critically important, Jay, is that people know that our helpline is open and our helpline is staffed by licensed social workers that are dementia-specifically trained, open 7 days a week, 866-232-8484, or you can chat online. And, Jay, we now have a new service that will allow individuals to chat in many different languages, up to 90-plus different languages, and they just need to go on our website, which is alzfdn.org. What's critically important is that while our office may be physically closed, the operation is still going. All programs and services are being done virtually now. But, Jay, people need to know if they need help, if they need help with caregiving, if they need help caring for somebody with Alzheimer's or any related dementia, just call the helpline.
Families, you know, kind of in a state of flux as far as how to operate, living with the loved ones with dementia-related illnesses, guarding against infection as well. I know some companies, including yours, are doing to protect everything they can as far as their employees. You mentioned working at home and pretty much you're still helping families remotely, Charles, right, as far as, you know, and digitally. You have that toll-free helpline, community programming, very important in times like this, right?
Absolutely, and we prepared for this. You know, Jay, last week, 2 weeks ago, we had all our technology in place that every employee in the company is working remotely. Our programs are still going on virtually through our social media, through Facebook. You can go on our website and look at our calendar of events. They're there. What's so important, Jay, is that people still have the opportunity to engage in the programs, and they could do it virtually. It's critically important that during this isolation, which is something we never advocate for individuals with Alzheimer's disease or any dementia to be isolated, that you still stay active and caregivers can still do programs through our website, through our helpline, all virtually to keep the one they're caring for engaged.
Talking about ways to combat isolation, Charles, and really keep loved ones engaged, because as you have told us so many times on this program, that is so vital to the mindset here of those suffering from these dementia-like diseases, you know, to keep them involved, therapeutic, anything. Engagement is so key. Interaction, you know, it's key as far as, you know, of how one can certainly survive here, even more so now than ever.
Jay, you're absolutely right. Right now, we're encouraging brain exercises. Keep the mind active. Enhance memory, you know, word puzzles, memory games, read books at home, tell stories to each other. We can do video chats through our website, text messages, emails. You know what? Engage in telephone calls. Call, you know, if you're a neighbor and you know that somebody is elderly in your neighborhood that you know well, pick up the phone. Give them a call. If your family's and you can't get in touch with your loved ones or you can't physically see them, if you have the ability through technology, FaceTime them. A simple phone call or text message is so critically important. But, Jay, I want to emphasize that our helpline is open 7 days a week. It hasn't stopped. Anybody, you know, who has a question or just wants to talk to a social worker, pick up the phone. Take that step. Call 866-232-8484. Or if you want to chat through our website, alzfdn.org. That connection, that social stimulation is so critically important.
It's great great information, Charles. It really is. You know, even in my own personal life, you know, we've set up, although no dementia-type illness to my sweet old mother-in-law, but still, she is in a self-quarantine period. We've kept it that way. But interaction is so important to keep her mind sound. You know, you want to be able to interact with her through FaceTime and everything else. It is so important to become engaged with seniors in general, just to let them know that you're there. If you need anything, if you need to make a quick grocery run, you know, it's the mindset. It's not only just sitting there and falling asleep and watching the boob tube. You know, it's about interaction with human beings, and that is a daily exercise that needs to be taken here with a lot of folks, okay? So keep that in mind. Even those who are not suffering from dementia-type illnesses, you know, set up FaceTime on the phone, they hit the button, boom, they're in business. So very important to engage here, Charles.
Thank you, Jay. You hit it right on the nail on the head. Reminiscent therapy is also, let's recall some memories. You know what? Now's the great time to listen to your favorite music, go through old family picture albums, you know, look around the house, look at things that you haven't done in a long time. But if you're caring for somebody and you have a relative, loved one that is elderly and you're not able to physically be there, you're absolutely right. Pick up that phone. Start the conversation. If you're caregiving, call our helpline, go through the website, but stay socially active. And you could do that without being one-on-one.
Question. I want to give the number out again, Charles Fischillo, 1-866-232-8484. And those fine folks over there are there to help. Charles, I can't thank you enough. Great information, really fantastic information. And it's so good having you on, even through these tough times.
Jay, thanks so much. Let's stay connected, you and I.
You got it. As always, the great Charles Fischillo. In his day, way back, knew him as a state senator. What a job he did then, and continuing to do so through this incredible organization he runs.